under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
And good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out there in radio land. This is Brother Davis. I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And truly, I want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to break the bread of life with you on today. After we have heard of so many different things that are going on in our world today, all the things that's happening in the news, more especially since President Trump has once again been able to re-enter the White House as our 47th president, more especially since we see that no matter what he says or what he does to try to correct the errors that were made by the previous administration, they continue to buck the powers that be. They want to go against everything that we know that should be right according to the word of God. So what I want to talk to you about on today, our subject for today, will be the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're going to talk about things that happen in those particular three areas, especially concerning your Christian walk and your faith in Christ Jesus, and how that affects your rights that are connected to the Constitution of the United States of America. And certainly, that is something that each of us enjoy. If you are a U.S. citizen on today, you have rights. But be sure you know and understand that those rights never supersede the Word of God. If there's ever a law that's ever been made that walks contrary to the Word of God, then we have to understand we are under no obligation to obey it. Because as Christians, as blood-washed, born-again believers on today, your first allegiance should be to God and to His Word. This is why He sent His Son into the world. The just died for the unjust. And I don't know about you, but I'm certainly glad that He sent His Son into the world to die on the cross for my sins. And I just want to tell Him thank you on today. Good morning to my bride, amen, of 39 years, amen, almost 39 years, and all the rest of my family and friends that are listening on today. Truly, in another few weeks, if God allows us to live, amen, we will observe our 39th wedding anniversary. And I want to tell you this morning, I love you so much, and I appreciate you being with me all throughout life, the things that we've gone through. We're still here, and we're here by the grace of God. And I thank God for how He's blessed our home and family, church family as well. So I want to say on this morning, I love you. Amen. And I pray that God will continue to strengthen us, that we will walk together and do the works that God has called us to do. Praise God. Amen. I want to say good morning, amen, to all of my friends. Amen. Chief Wesley Green. Amen. The police department here in Folkestone, Georgia. Amen. The mayor, Mayor Gowen, and all of the other fine friends. Amen. My friends down at Charlton County Public Library. Amen. How you help the country boy so much. When I go down to research information for the broadcast, you're right there to help me and to show me different things, because truly there's a lot of things I'm still learning about technology, and I want to say thank you to each and every one of you on today. Certainly, we intend to have a great discussion, amen, in the Word of God on today. So we want you to know, as we discuss the subject for today, we're going to talk about the truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in His holy word that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And He went on further to say to the Father that thy word is truth. He also went on further to say in his high priestly prayer. In St. John chapter 17, he told the Father to sanctify them through thy truth, speaking about the believers. He said, for thy word is truth. And let me go on to say, as we face the issues, we do so based upon the word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture as revealed to us. It is the word of God, and it is the truth. It is God-breathed, it is God-inspired, and not only that, it is the absolute truth. So as I continue to discuss, amen, the subject with you on today, coming from the word of God, I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Amen, because that's the only thing that's going to set you free. I can tell you what I think all day long, but my word doesn't have any power to save you. But if I give you the word of God, and if you trust and believe, and once you hear that word, repent. Repent. That's the first step to salvation. Repent and ask the Father to forgive you. Amen. Forgive you for all of your sins. Amen. And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And when you do that, he promised that he will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because there is a need for the Holy Ghost as we live in this life on today. When we look at society, how they are living on today, they're doing everything contrary to what Christians, even some of those who call themselves Christians, well, they are so-called Christians, in my word of speaking, because if they are not obeying the word of God, if they are not following Christ, they are not Christians, because that word Christian means followers of Christ. And if you follow Jesus Christ, he said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So when it comes down to what we believe, the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. It needs no help, no explanation. All it needs for us to do is for us to obey what the Father has said in his holy word. Amen. Let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you're an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you might need. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flying high on top of the staff. And when you see that flagpole, right at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with all your needs. They have a website, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. Certainly, once again, we want to thank God for you and all of you that are here with us on today. We're going to take our first caller when we get finished with the monologue. But we do want to let you know, again, we're going to talk from the subject of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we're going to connect that with things that we are seeing, that we have seen in the past 4 years. And not only that, all throughout our lives, things have been happening that's contrary to the word of God. And if we don't know the word of God, if we're not able to recognize false teachers when we see them, if we don't know how to recognize false doctrine when we hear it, we can and will be deceived. But that's something that we don't want you to do on today. So that's why we are here, to break this bread of life, to help you to understand more about the word of God, so that when you see these things that doesn't line up with the word of God, you can reject them, you can turn away from them, and you can know and understand that the word of God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So certainly we know that you need your meat and your bread and your butter for your natural body, but you also need the word of God more for your spiritual well-being and for the overall upkeep of yourself as a human being. The world. We want to talk about the world. And when we say the world, we want to talk about the ways of society and culture that oppose God, the empty passing values of materialism, naturalism, and instant gratification. That's all that you see in the world. And when we talk about the flesh, we want to talk about our corrupt inclinations. And I'm talking about you and I. because we still have a fleshly nature that we have to contend with each and every day. The Bible tells us the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, so that ye cannot do the thing that you would. But he goes on to say in St. John chapter 1, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So let the Spirit of God lead you on today. Amen. But we're going to talk about the flesh, the disordered passions and sexual immorality, and the lusts that oppose the new man in Christ. I'm talking about now that you've been born again. The flesh opposes the new man, the new man created in the image of Christ Jesus, now that you have received God and you have received his Spirit. And then we're going to talk about the devil. He's a fallen angel. Bible says he's the father of lies, and he is the personal enemy of God. He is the leader of all that opposes God, who stirs up trouble and tries to infiltrate the church. So certainly, we've got to understand on today, he's not looking for the ones that's out in the world already, on the street corners and in the alleys. He's already got them. But he's looking to try to keep you, child of God, from going to heaven. Remember, he's already been there. He is Lucifer. He is the fallen angel. He is the one who tried to elevate himself above God. And for that reason, he got kicked out of heaven. So now he realizes that he only has but a short time. And now he's trying to take everyone with him that he wants to take, because he realizes that one day he's going to end up in the lake of fire. So we don't want you to go to a devil's hell on today, because the Bible says that God didn't make hell for mankind, but hell was made for the devil and his angels. So certainly we want to make sure that when the ship of Zion comes, you'll be able to board the ship of Zion, amen, and to go back with Jesus when he comes, amen. I believe we've got a call on the line. Go ahead with a question or comment, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Kenneth.
How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Yes.
I am very blessed, brother.
I know you are. hopefully.
Yes, sir.
That the young blood is okay. But I just wanted to make a statement about when you say devil and God. I have been through some stuff, and God has pulled me out. It wasn't me. And I just want to say, these people that are in this world right now, Satan has a hold on them. As a matter of fact, he's the ruler of this world, the prince of the power of the air. And just like Dr. Youngblood was saying about the hell on fire, about the Democrats trying to get lawyers and all this other stuff. And I tell you, I thank God for our president and Elon Musk, because they are going through this thing. And hopefully they don't get their hand padded Hunter Biden. They need to serve prison time, because they are instruments of the devil. They are nymphs. And I believe.
Amen. Brother Kenneth, if I just may say, I mean, you said you hit the nail right on the head. You're spot on. I mean, the devil, he is the prince of the power of the air. Bible said he is the one, the spirit that now worketh. That means he works today in the children of disobedience. Now, we must understand, as we see the world system today, even the political system, it is corrupt. It didn't just get that way. It was corrupt all the time. Now, let's understand something. When the founding fathers, George Washington and the rest of them, founded the U.S., the United States, and they came together and put together the constitutional laws by which we must abide, they were based upon the word of God. They were God-fearing believers, people who got together, one nation under God. But I won't try to describe that in detail all the way up till the day's time, but we must understand that since that time, political strategies and different things like that have entered into the picture from the hearts of men that's corrupted the way of life on the in the world, because we must understand, again, as Christians, we are living in the world, but we are not of the world. But we still have a civic duty to do. We have to vote. We have to abide by the laws of the land. And again, we must never put anything above God. And this is the reason why I call them degenocrats, the Democrats. Some of them call them Demorats. Because when you look at the decisions that they make, every decision that they make is totally degenerate. And the way I look at this, degenerate things come from degenerate minds. So they're passing laws that are contrary. And we've already discussed that many times. We do that each time we come on the air here. Dr. Youngblood is very good about researching these things in detail to let the Christians know today how they say it's okay for a man to compete in women's sports, how men can go into women's restrooms, locker rooms, et cetera, et cetera. And I won't go into detail about all of that, but then we know all of that stuff is wrong. It's contrary to nature, number one, but most of all, it's a violation against the word of God, and it's a direct attack on Christians. I have before me an article that says examples of Christian persecution today. Listen, there are so many things that have gone on in the world that continues to happen even right now today. And a few of those things, I'm going to talk about it in just short order right now because we'll be going to the news break in a little bit. But number one, the number one example of Christian persecution in the world today is suppression through technology. That's number one. Violent national ideologies. That's number two. The growth of Islamic extremism. That's number three. And heightened propaganda and disinformation. Now, that's only four of them. But I have about 10 or 15. I won't be able to go through all of them today. But I just want the listening public to know on today, our hearts and minds as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to get you to know and understand that we need to separate ourselves from the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil. I have seen so many disagreements come up between the people of God in the church, especially since this election, about how some were Democrats and some were Republicans, and they fought against one another. They quit socializing. They quit speaking to one another. They would avoid one another after the church service, wouldn't even shake hands, wouldn't even, I mean, and we would always give a brotherly hug or something, I mean, just to greet your brother or sister in Christ, to let them know that you're glad to see them on today. Well, all of that stuff ceased to be. And even in families, families stopped loving one another. Families stopped socializing with one another simply because of the actions of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and how they work through all the system that we have here. So we just want to shine a light on that to make you aware that this corrupt society, the way that we see things that are happening on today, do not line up with the word of God, and we should never get ourselves entangled with that, because if we do that, then what we're going to do, we're going to destroy our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to, let me say, and this is another thing I usually say, you give the church a black eye, because they can take the mistakes or the habits or the things that they see a so-called Christian do that's not right, and they'll beat up all the rest of the church and say that ain't nobody right. Well, I got news for you. I'm one of them that's right, and I know that there's many others that's trying to do right, and I believe that you're one of the ones that's trying to do right. So that's what our aim is today. That's our goal. Our goal is to expose the corruption that's in the world, what's happening through the flesh, and how the devil is the instigator behind all of that. And his end goal is to destroy the church. This is what he wants to do on today. So we certainly don't want this to happen. We want the people of God to be aware. This is the reason why the scripture tells us that we need to pray without ceasing. Sometimes we think we pray, but I've heard some pastors, especially lately, where I went to a few of the revivals around in the local area, a lot of the pastors have been telling the churches that we're not praying enough. And I believe that. I believe that. Because some Christians only pray on Sunday. The only time they pick up their Bibles is on Sunday. And when they go home, they throw it in the corner. And that Bible collects dust until the next Sunday. So this is something that should not be. We want to make sure that you're aware that the devil is at work in all areas of society. And if we're not careful, we're going to end up being deceived. And just like Moses did, Moses was not able to go into the promised land simply because he let his temper get the best of him. He fell short of that promise because he let his temper get the best of him. So don't let that happen with you on the day. Amen?
Yes, sir. Can I ask you a question and just almost a comment? Okay, you have a bunch
yes,
of
sir.
Churches that now are talking about hoarding illegal aliens. You know, they come to the church and they're going to protect you. Do you think that the tax exempt for them to be taken away?
Say that again, Brother Kenneth. I didn't get that last part.
Okay.
Say it again. Repeat it to me.
These churches that are hoarding illegal aliens, should they tax exempt be gone now?
Well, I think that's going to be a decision that's probably going to be made by the president and those who are in charge of investigating that. But certainly, the Bible says that he that knows to do right, if we do wrong, in other words, to us, it's a sin. So now, if we are hoarding illegals, if we're doing anything, I'm not going to point a finger at the illegal people. I mean, again, sometimes people think that you are attacking the persons because you don't like them, or maybe there's a racial problem there or something. I mean, I don't like to go in that direction because to right. God, everybody is somebody. I mean, he made us all. So to God, everybody is somebody. Everybody deserves equal justice. But then again, if they're coming here illegally, then they're breaking the law. So then the people who are hoarding them or hiding them, you're also breaking the law. So now it's not my call to say whether their tax exempt status should be revoked. But if that's what the law says, if that's the way that they decide to exercise their judgment because of what's happened in that particular situation, then so let it be. Because here's what we need to know, again, as people of God. We have got to do it right. We have got to abide by the word of God. Yes, we treat them like decent human beings. We don't treat them like a piece of trash because they came over here as illegals. If you come here right, if you go through the system right, if you get your green card and all the things that's required by the law, certainly we welcome Amen. You here.
Yes.
But if you come in here and you're sliding under the radar and you're trying to get in here, and then you start abusing the government system, because once they get here, especially Joe Biden, he was giving them EBT cards. And I just heard on yesterday on the news that they were financing cars and homes for these people that are illegals.
Yes.
Not only that, yes. I found out that they were letting them go to college and giving them scholarships and grants. And we have citizens right here that deserve the same thing, but they are denied that privilege. So
right.
certainly that's something that we, again, as Christians, we ought to be on fire right now. We ought to stand up, speak up, and say something, be heard and be seen, because we know that these things are wrong. Now, again, no reflection on the people in general. But when we look right. at what the law says, everybody that lives in the United States, whether it's citizen, illegal, whatever the case might be, you have laws in the land that you must abide by. So if you're going to break the law, that makes you a lawbreaker. So guess what?
Thank you.
The word of God says, Romans chapter 13, let every soul, not one soul, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God, Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. That means judgment. Now that's Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. So that wraps the whole thing up in a nutshell. It's telling us you're not only breaking man's law, but most of all, you're breaking God's law.
God's law.
So you can't be Christians. You can't be members of a church if you're breaking the natural law of the land and you're breaking the spiritual law, which is the word of God, because now you're walking contrary to what God would have you to do. How are you going to let your light shine that others may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven, when you're breaking the law? Listen, people out in the world are looking for something. They're looking for the right way. And if we're not able to show them the right way, then we're not doing our job. And again, I say to people who don't necessarily like President Trump or anyone else, and I'm not so much speaking in his defense, but I'm talking about any politician, whoever it be, whether it's Democrat or Republican, whether you like them or dislike them, if you're not praying for them, as 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 tells us, pray for those who are in authority. If you're not praying for them, you're not doing your job. So you don't have a reason to point your finger, and you don't have a reason to complain because you're not doing your job as a Christian. So again, there's so many things that we can do. We have to learn how to put one foot before the other to make sure that we're doing the right thing. But again, my point is to help you to see what's happening through the world, the flesh, and the devil, and how these things are acting out. It's taking place through the political world, the social world, the moral world, all points that we have to deal with in society as human beings. We see these things being affected because of people who are not where they should be in Christ, and some who are claiming to be Christians. Some are just lukewarm Christians, and some are what Paul calls in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, carnal Christians. Anybody who's walking and they're letting the flesh rule in their lives and are not yielding to the Spirit of God and living by the Word of God, you are considered to be a carnal Christian. You may not go to hell, but listen, you won't get the thing that God has promised you that you can receive in His Word. As long as you got life, health, and strength, you still have room to repent and get back in line with the Word of God. But we want you to know that it doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to live life that way. If you will simply do what the Word of God says and obey it in all areas of life, there are no areas in our lives where there should be a sign sticking up in the ground off limits to God. God doesn't care how great the situation is, and He don't care how minute the situation might be. God wants control over every area of your life, the big things as well as the small things. So, my friend, don't be deceived. The scripture said God is not mocked, Galatians chapter 6. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to receive life eternal. So this is what we want you to do on today. Thank you so much, Brother Kenneth, for your call. And certainly, we always enjoy when you call and have your input on today. Amen. We're getting ready to go to the top of the hour news break, but we do want you to know we're talking about the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil are powers that enslaved people before they knew Jesus. People must continually rebel against these powers as they grow in holiness. Listen, the Bible tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we grow in Christ, we put away worldly things. We have to get away from these things. When we go to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17, it says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So certainly, we want you to understand on today, there are many ways that we can walk contrary to the word of God, through being worldly, through letting the flesh dominate, and letting the devil take over. But we must keep in line with the word of God as Christians on today. Amen. We're getting ready to go to the top of our news break. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First